إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, your Lord knows that you sometimes stand up in prayer nearly two-thirds of the night, and sometimes half or one-third of it. And so does a party of those with you. Allah measures the night and the day. He knows that you cannot keep an accurate count of it. So He has shown mercy to you. So now, recite as much of the Quran as you can. He knows that there are among you those who are sick and others who are journeying in the land in quest of Allah's bounty, and still others who are fighting in the cause of Allah. So recite as much of the Quran as you easily can, and establish prayer and pay zakah, and give Allah a goodly loan. Whatever good you send forth for yourselves, you shall find it with Allah. That is better, and its reward is greater. And ask for Allah's forgiveness. Surely, He is most forgiving, most compassionate. O Prophet, the last verse was revealed in Medina some 10 years after the first 19 verses of the surah. So now, recite as much of the Quran as you can. Prayers became lengthy if the amount of the Quranic recitation in them is lengthy. Hence, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was directed to recite as much of the Quran as you can in the Tahajjud prayer. This was said in order to lighten the burden of his exacting prayer schedule, for by shortening the recitation, the length of the prayer would also be automatically reduced. As you easily can, and establish prayer and pay zakah. Commentators on the Quran are agreed that prayer here denotes the 5 daily prayers which are obligatory. Likewise, zakah denotes the obligatory alms.